Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that never refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for October the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Really quick, last hour, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this company being hired by AT&T. It's a small company named Leader Technologies of Columbus, Ohio. They basically created a new database management system that would become the backbone of search engines in America. They took voice, streaming, media, data, etc., all these things for collaboration, and they took decision-making to a very new level. Okay, it took far less resources than file-based data systems, and it became the perfect vehicle for social media networking and, interestingly enough, the NSA and spying. Leader Tech, believe it or not, and here's why I wanted to come back to this, is I misstated the details. It was $10 million plus it took to develop and 145,000 man-hours to invent the technology that eventually was stolen. It was patented, but stolen by government and then released to their partners who are taking over the media and the internet today. Very serious. Go listen to Last Hour with Chris Carlson if you want to learn more about that. Sorry for the derail, but I needed to correct that and make sure that was accurate for you. 145,000 man hours, $10 million is what we're talking about. Wow, the deep state's up to a lot of work to destroy the greatest country on the face of the earth, but we're about protecting and rebuilding the greatest country on the face of the earth. With me now, Tina Horlocker, Executive Committee Chair of WeCanAct.net. Get your tickets today, put in Liberty, and get $50 off. Would love you to be there in person. But ladies and gentlemen, Tina received her bachelor's degree at Utah State University. She got both journalism and political science. She's been an activist in America for well over 30 years, defending the sacred cause of liberty, homeschooling, and more. And she received a master's degree from George Witt University in political economy. Wow. She was born and raised in Cache Valley, Utah. And she's the mother of 10 children. That's probably your greatest accomplishment, Tina.
I would definitely say that it is. I'm very grateful for every one of my children.
Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. And man, the We Can Act conference is gearing up and getting crazy. And you're right in the thick of it, aren't you?
I sure am. And thank you so much, Sam, for having me back on your show. Yeah, we are just really rolling and making sure all of our ducks are in a row, getting ready for an absolutely phenomenal weekend. It is going to be extremely important. I can't even stress how important it is for people to come and get this information so they really know what is going on. Yeah, the deep state is really organized, and they've been playing the long game. We've got to get organized. We've got to be united. And I will tell you, this conference, I was just thinking this morning, is an example of unity, of people who are coming together out of the woodwork to help us, who are volunteering their time, who are totally motivated in preserving their liberties and taking back that which has been lost. We have doctors who are going to be there who are willing to prescribe ivermectin and other ways to treat COVID. So it is going to be, it's just an amazing example. Our security team, which is highly trained, are all volunteers. I just can't even tell you the amount of effort that is coming together to put this event, and it's just synergistic. It has this power, this swell underneath it that is, to me, is what it is going to have to feel like to really take our country back, because we really are in a day where we now have to tell our children what America was about. We live in a day now where we have to tell our children what America was supposed to be, what it used to be like to live in America. We're there.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we hear in California they're about to ban small engines. I don't know if you heard that, Tina, but they're literally banning small engines. So lawnmowers and weed trimmers and edgers and all these different small engine things, they're banning them, and you can't have gas-powered small engines anymore because it's going to ruin the environment. This is one example to where, you know, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about people used to be able to show their face, not be masked everywhere they go. And the list goes on and on of what America used to be like. You used to be able to make a living. One member of the family, dad, could make a living. Nowadays, it just takes two or you're going to melt down because the tax burdens are so mammoth. But the We Can Act conference, though, is really a positive conference. There's going to be a lot of information that's shocking there. There's going to be a lot of information that you didn't know that you're just like, But the real goal of the conference is to leave on a positive note. And that's why it's called We Can Act. Tina?
That's right. It's all about empowering. And I want to just say really quickly how you get your ticket in case some people are going to hop off rather than listen to me. You go to wecanact.net. You type in the promo code Liberty. It has to be all caps. And you'll get $50 off your general admission ticket. And that ticket includes entry into our exhibit hall, which will be powerful in and of itself. Our exhibit hall is going to be outstanding. It will be worth coming just for our exhibit hall. And then we have this amazing event. If you purchase your ticket right now, you could still get a boxed lunch for both days. And on top of that, one of our sponsors, Front Sight Training, Gun Training Institute, is giving away for every person who purchases an in-person ticket a free four-day handgun course at their training facility out in Nevada. I go there a couple of times, three or four times a year. It's a lot of fun. It's a family environment, and it teaches you how to use a gun. I've done handgun. I've done shotgun. So our ticket is amazingly valuable. And yeah, we don't need to be afraid of this information. What we should be afraid of is what we don't know. Information is empowering. The more we know, the better, the more empowered we are to make better choices for our family. I feel so terrible for all these people who are going out and getting these vaccines, not understanding that they are not safe and effective. Nobody should be getting that shot. And everybody needs to come to this conference and listen to top doctors. We will have the number three doctor in the nation at our event who will be talking about COVID. His name is Dr. Rashid Buttar. He is the number three doctor that people want to hear from in the world. And not only that, we have other doctors who will be coming, who will be talking. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Mark Sherwood. He's treated over 10,000 patients. Not one has died. We have other doctors besides that who will be there, who will just be there to talk with people. We are going to have other people who are going to be talking about what exactly is in the vaccine. This is information that you cannot afford to not have. We must not allow our children to have these shots. We must not have them ourselves. You must come. If you cannot come, if you live at a far distance, you can't come. You can purchase a ticket, a streaming ticket. But we need to have people in seats. And one of the reasons why we need to have people in seats, well, first of all, it's an amazing opportunity. You get a network with people who are like-minded. And, I mean, networking is huge. So, but on top of that, you know, when someone holds a rally, you know, your state capital, you hold a rally, what do you want? You want bodies. You want people. Why do you want bodies and people? Because you want to send a message. We need to send a message. We have the capacity to have 10,000 people in seats. We're not close to that number. We need people to go today, right now, purchase their ticket, because we need to send a very powerful and strong message to the deep state, the corrupt politicians, and the fake media who are deceiving you that we are not going to believe them anymore, and we are going to stand up and we're going to take back our liberties.
And let's be very clear, Tina, when you say we're not close to that number, let's make sure people really understand. We have a lot of people attending the conference. We have a lot of speakers. We have a lot of booths in the exhibit hall. We have a lot of people attending already. I don't want you to think that nobody's coming to the conference. It's that we have a lot more capacity available now. So we want you to come. We're not near full, but we have thousands in attendance already.
Yes, we do. We do. We have thousands in attendance. It is going to be phenomenal, but we have space for a couple more thousand. So we need you to get on right now, because we need to send a very clear message that we need this to be one of the biggest, most high attended events that is out there. And so it's going to be amazing, and we may even have a surprise or two for you. So go on right now to our website, weconact.net, type in the promo code, all caps, Liberty, and purchase your ticket and be a part of this historic event. I mean, seriously, it is. This is about taking back our freedom. This is about the reawakening and being better prepared for what is down the road.
And you're saying you can still get lunch both days with your ticket. We'll come back and talk to Tina Horlocker more in seconds, find out how much longer lunch will be included, because they need to know a number, by the way. We got to act on this, ladies and gentlemen. Weconact.net. Tina, in seconds, on Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen. Tina Horlocker with me. She's the executive chair of... She's been a Liberty activist, a homeschooling mother, a mother of 10 children, and she's been doing it publicly for more than 30 years, ladies and gentlemen. The Constitution is important in America today, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that people focus on the supreme law of the land and the truth. The deep state has been taking fake news to a new level, ladies and gentlemen, but the Weconact conference will set the record straight on so many points. It's amazing. Weconact.net, all caps, put in the word Liberty. You get $50 off each ticket. And right now you still get lunch both days with your ticket. How long will that last, Tina?
There's a little bit of confusion on the date of our food provider. So if you want a lunch, you better put your you better put your purchase in today.
So, all right. So we're trying to nail that down.
That's all I can say. Yes.
Eat your lunches as well. So do that. The event is a week, really, from today and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it's a week. In a week, it starts today. So, yep.
That means it's coming
up
fast, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of times people wait till the end and they think they have time, but folks, you're running out of time is what I'm telling you. It's going to be an event to behold, and we've talked.
Right.
Go ahead.
It makes it really hard for planning when people put off purchasing their ticket. You know, how many chairs do we put in? Because we get charged for every chair. So purchase your ticket now. Don't hold off anymore. So I want to read something to you, Sam, if I could. I was on Facebook yesterday, and someone tagged me on a post where a woman put out a plea. She said, please help, asking for advice on does anyone know a good doctor that will sign my medical exemption? I have health issues and will never feel comfortable getting this vaccine. I have a federal job in the DOD. They're pushing hard. I will lose my livelihood. Please be kind. Something the Southwest airline pilot's going through, but I don't have money to sue. I could lose my house, everything. This is insane. It is, what is happening is absolutely insane. This makes no sense. And if everybody else cannot see this, I don't know what's going to wake you up, but none of this makes any sense. If you look at the numbers, people are not dropping dead from COVID like what they're saying. There is treatment. There are therapeutic ways to treat COVID that people are recovering from easily. And we do not need to take this vaccine. We do not need to force it on everyone. And it makes no sense that they are trying to force this on the world. That in and of itself should, everybody should be going, wait, something is wrong in this picture.
Yeah, it's hard to get the treatments that people need sometimes timely. And you got to search for doctors that are willing to prescribe ivermectin. I got sick with COVID, was down 3 days, couldn't survive without oxygen. As soon as I found the doctor that could prescribe ivermectin, I was off oxygen within hours, Tina. So this is very difficult for people. It's hard for people to get the treatments they need.
I know. And so we are going to have, I know I have some doctor friends who I know believe in this. And I called them the other day and I said, we need to have a booth that includes Utah doctors who are willing to prescribe ivermectin and other natural ways of treating COVID, and they are running with it. They are finding those doctors. They are going to have a booth. They're going to be there answering people's questions. You'll have ways to reach out to doctors that are willing to sign medical exemptions and other things to protect you in your health care in what you choose for yourself.
That's critical, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to mention, we've talked to a lot of the speakers over the last several weeks on your radio, people that are speaking at the event. But I want to really highlight the vendors area, whatever you want to call it, the exhibit hall, et cetera, because, you know, that's where really continuing education happens. When you meet with a lot of these people and support the efforts and the work that they've put in and that they've done, lovingliberty.net will be there, my radio network, but they're a network of a group of people that are really making a difference. Loving Liberty ladies have a curriculum to help you with your homeschooling and help you around the kitchen table, educate your friends and family and neighbor and loved ones, et cetera. There's a lot going on. And when you meet these vendors and these booths and stuff, it's really a who's who when it comes to business, patriotic businesses, where you can do business with one another. And that's really what we would encourage, is to spend your money and your time and your commitments with those who are liberty-minded as well. And we can create an ecosystem that really can take us to the next level when it comes to working together for the sacred cause to which we're all engaged, Tina.
That's right. And I'll tell you, Sam, that we are going to be giving away information, have information there that's going to help you know how do you stop giving your money to some businesses that are not good businesses, who literally are trapped in the business of trafficking children, who literally are in the business of putting things in your food that you're going to literally die when you find out. We need to stop supporting businesses that are doing things that are really in behind the scenes hurting people. And we need to know who they are, and we need to know how to replace those businesses, because we need to take them out of business. So you need to be at this event. You absolutely need to be at this event. It is the event of the decade. I mean, I seriously mean that, in terms of where we are in the history of our nation and the precipice of where we stand, we are about to go off the cliff if we don't start doing things differently. And we've got to come together, just like this event has come together, with all of these volunteers standing up who are so passionate about this. Now we need all the people to come, and you need to empower yourself with this information. I just can't say enough of how important and how valuable it is.
I think, Tina, you've been in this Patriot movement for more than 30 years, and you're a homeschooling mom, and so you're pretty tapped in, as I have been in the movement for quite some time as well. And, you know, we look at this, and I'm shocked at how much support we're really getting. I mean, I know we need more, and I get it, but, you know, more Americans have turned towards the cause of liberty and are waking up and willing to do something in the last 3-4 years I've seen than in the first 25 that I've been at this. And so, you know what, we really are gaining ground. I know it might not feel like it when you watch the mainstream press, but don't let that deceive you. We are gathering the, and I don't want to use the word army because it's not a military conflict, at least we pray it doesn't become one. But I mean, the army of liberty-loving Americans who want to peacefully restore this country is growing literally exponentially. And you see that in the support for this conference now, from vendors to speakers to, it goes on and on.
That's right. And we have, in our vendors, we are going to have a number of nonprofit groups that you can go choose. Okay, where do I want to put my time? Do I want to help the Parents United group? Do I want to help the Alliance for Freedom? Do I want to help protect life? You know, where do I feel passionate? So if you really want to do something, you don't know what to do, there will be groups there that you can align yourself with and put some real movement behind. So yeah, there are people waking up, and yeah, it's just, it is really thrilling to see. You know, I have served for a long time, and one of the most challenging things that I faced was getting people to do something, to get people to stand up for their rights and their liberties. And I see that happening right now. I was notified about a meeting last night. It was just a planning meeting for events that people are planning for, different things that are coming in the future to help bring awareness and make things happen. And I went to this planning meeting, handed out a stack of flyers to these people, and they're going to go deliver them out to their communities. So yeah, there's so much going on, and I love the spirit of being willing to work together, whether, no matter which group you're with, we're going to support you all. And that's really that's how the left has been so successful. Is they don't care what their message is. They're just with the left, and we're going to promote it no matter what, no matter how much sense it doesn't make. We're just over here, and we're going to promote our message, and they're united in that message. And we have been kind of a little bit, competing in our efforts. And I think now that's changing. We're coming together and realizing we've just got to support each other in our different spheres. And where we are united, we move forward with great power. So this event is going to be all about that. We haven't really talked about the speakers that we've got. Over 40 speakers that are going to be coming. I will tell you this, I talked just this morning with someone else who is going to be coming. This is a family. Are we going to break?
We're flat out of time this half hour, Tina.
Okay.
Time flies when you're having fun, but I got good news for you, ladies and gentlemen. WeCanAct.net. All caps, Liberty, get you $50 off, get your tickets today. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you, Sam.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration vaccine panel on Thursday endorsed boosters for Moderna recipients who are at risk of severe COVID-19, occupational exposure to COVID-19, or are 65 years and older. The State Department announced Thursday the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Human Rights Council 3 years after President Trump walked out on the panel citing bias against Israel. President Biden's commission on the U.S. Supreme Court will hold a public meeting on Friday to discuss expanding the court, term limits, and more, the White House announced Thursday. Democrats are pushing for more seats after former President Trump appointed 3 justices to the court. President Bill Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday for a non-COVID-related infection. Thursday, his staff reported the 75-year-old is getting better after getting IV antibiotics and fluids. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Found guilty of murder, Robert Durst is sentenced. Wendy King reports.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murder of Susan Berman, someone he called his best friend 21 years ago. Berman's cousin and others spoke, including her adopted son, Sereb Kaufman, who said his mother's murder changed his life.
You also murdered me. You murdered the person I was. All his dreams and all his hopes gone. He no longer exists. I am a whisper, a wraith of who I once was. My mother's murder and the events of the last 40 years will never leave me. You satisfied, Bob?
Prosecutors in New York are now reopening the cold case of Durst's wife, Kathy, who disappeared in 1982. Her body has never been found, and no one has been charged with her disappearance. Durst's attorneys have indicated they will appeal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, always on Liberty Roundtable Live. Alina Erickson, our guest. She's a freedom fighter. She's a defender of truth. She believes that we back the blue as they back their oath. And our law enforcement is the last defense against tyrannical bureaucrats, professional do-gooders, and more, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? We need accountability. We need to protect liberty. We need to take action. Believe it or not, Ms. Erickson is the mother of 6 children. She's a wife to a very supportive husband of 24 years. And she holds a bachelor's degree from BYU. And she got her master's degree from Liberty University. So she's fairly educated, to say the least. But I think her most important accomplishment is she's been married for 24 years and she's the mother of 6 children, not to mention being a liberty-loving lady. Welcome to the broadcast, Alina.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me, Sam. Happy to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the back the blue, because this is really kind of, in my opinion, a topic that I'm very close to. As everyone knows, I'm the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Operations Director. And really the CSPOA, just so everybody understands, is a group of Americans who are funding the training of law enforcement, sheriffs, police chiefs, as well as public officials, educating them to their oaths of office. And it's really a training organization. We go out and train and teach people to keep their oath. We use Richard Mack's Supreme Court case win against Bill Clinton to realize that states' rights matter and that people in the several states, the constitutional republics, and the local jurisdictions, the counties, if you will, there's 3,000 counties across the country, these sheriffs have no obligation to obey federal government mandates whatsoever.
And Bill Clinton thought he could arrest Sheriff Mack, and Sheriff Mack took court and won, proving states' rights matter. It's one of the greatest 10th Amendment decisions ever rendered in America, and it's been in modern history as well. So that's good news. But you take things to the next level. You're beyond training. You're all about action, and you back the blue as they keep their oath. I love it. I support it, and we want to learn more about it. You've got a few lawsuits filed and stuff, don't you?
I do. And to just clarify, we need law enforcement. Absolutely. I love law enforcement. We've used them many times. We all know that when we call 911, we need their help.
You're not the defund the police people.
Right. My biggest concern has been when we have government who are becoming the criminals, who helps the people? And so my objective has always been, it is not enough for a sheriff to say, I'm not going to cite or fine people for these mandates, for not obeying these mandates. I want them to go to the next level and to go after the government who's harassing and breaking their own laws, right? Because what is the point of legislation if we're not law-abiding citizens? Every single one of us. I want equal protection and prosecution before the law. And so I have visited with several sheriffs. In fact, two of them that I've targeted were Herbert and Cox, the sheriffs Smith and Buchanan over those two, because as a governor, lieutenant governor, now governor, they are the ones that are mostly harming the state with their policies, right? And pushing this narrative.
Yeah, now you clearly know, though, these two sheriffs are not constitutional sheriffs. That's for sure.
Well, Buchanan, I would like to have hoped. Even Sheriff Smith, you know, he put on social media that, you know, all of them, all sheriffs, 29 sheriffs in Utah signed a constitutional declaration, if you will. And so I took the opportunity to go drive up to Cache Valley and visit with Sheriff Chad Jensen. He is the president of the Sheriff Association of Utah. And I said, look, and I have the hard copies of over 700 pages of affidavits from all over Utah of people who've been harmed and damaged from government policies and mandates just in 2020 alone. And that is a case I submitted to Smith and Buchanan to say, would you do an investigation? I even supplied 30 pages of the Utah Criminal Code after reading 417 pages that correspond, all of those codes correspond with those affidavits. I even supplied the Utah Constitution and the national constitution violations and 150 pages of signatures of people who want this investigation done. And they're pretty much stonewalling me at this point. Sheriff Smith did give it to the deputy DA, and he told me there was no evidence of crime. I said, thanks for putting that in writing. We'll keep that in mind. I'm not done with that yet. But more than anything, we're seeing now lots of job losses. We are seeing Spencer Cox tell the people that he supports business choice in whether these vaccines are pushed or not. And yet we know hundreds, if not thousands, of employees who are being fired or threatened with their job right now over these vaccine mandates. And I don't believe for once that's coming just from the businesses themselves. And so that is a concern. I think all of us share in that concern. Part of those affidavits have suicides, the rise in suicides that we've had. And so I proposed to Sheriff Jensen that we raise the bar. And he said, well, what do you want me to do? And I said, have any of you sheriffs called the governor himself or the lieutenant and said, you've got to stop it. You're breaking these laws. You're breaking these codes. You've got to stop it. Because a sheriff's responsibility is not to code enforce, but it is to defend the people's unalienable rights in the Constitution. And that is the difference. We have police officers who are code enforcers, right? But a sheriff is a special job. It is an elected job with a sacred opportunity to defend the Constitution. And so that is what they need to wrap their mind around. And so it's, are you making the phone calls? Are you telling them to stop? Are you putting a cease and desist if you have to? And if necessary, an arrest. And those are the challenges that I'm giving. Just in Salt Lake alone, they've lowered the status of a sheriff to the Unified Police Department. That's not okay. They did not have the consent of the people to have a sheriff demoted to the status of a police officer. And so I took it upon myself to write a declaration and to submit that to Sheriff Jensen, who was supposed to submit that to all the other sheriffs and discuss it when they met about September 22nd in Washington County. So far, he has not replied to any of my emails. Pretty much all of them are stonewalling me, and it's of great concern, naturally.
We don't have very many constitutional sheriffs in Utah. There was at one time we were doing a little bit better, but right now there's a couple in the southeast portion of the state, but for the most part, the sheriffs are not constitutional in Utah, and they will not take on these issues. They simply believe that the governor and the president of the United States literally have all three branches of government rolled into one, judge, jury, and executioner, is what they really believe at this point. And they're not willing to take on any of these things for the people that elected them. What they say, and I've talked to Mike Smith and others many times, what they say is, you know what, you've already received due process. And you say, well, wait a minute, how do you define due process? I don't define that, the attorneys define that. And they go on and on and on. And they say, sheriff, you're a constitutional sheriff. If you swore an oath, you must define what due process is, because if it's not been carried out properly, then you have an obligation to stand up and support the citizen that's not receiving due process. And then what the sheriff will simply say is, well, you know what, I've already looked at it, and so have others, and I've had wise counsel tell me that they've already received their due process. It's just you get divided in minutia is what happens.
Yeah. Well, and if we're not careful, then we'll have a totalitarian state, because then we have the law enforcement backing the governor or the police, you know, everybody working together against the people. And we definitely don't want that. But yes, they do. They try to pass the buck and say, well, I'm not going to do anything unless I know a prosecutor is willing to do something. And I said, and I, to that I ask, well, when do you get to slack on your job because you're worried about somebody else's? I don't care about the prosecutor at this point. I do care about our sheriff. I do care about you taking a stand. And that's what every single one of us needs to understand, is that we all need to stand. We all need to have the courage, because we are at that crisis. We're at that precipice.
I am not convinced that these sheriffs will toe the line and will do what we want. I think the only choice we have left is to really challenge them in the next election and literally find a constitutional sheriff that's willing to run and keep commitments, because I don't believe that the current group will. I'll tell you an interesting story. I have been friends with many of the sheriffs over the last several years as the operations manager of the CSPOA. And I've worked with these sheriffs and talked to them, and they know me. I've had several of them on the radio with me over the years, et cetera, et cetera. And I basically said, hey, listen, when the Lavoie-Finicum murder happened by the government and when a lot of these things started to go down, I said, listen, sheriffs, we need to meet together. And we need to kind of put a plan in place. You know what? If something happens in our state similar or whatever, we need to make sure that we have a protocol by which we can communicate with these patriots. And we can literally keep an open discussion and an open door. Because I'm telling you that last thing we need is a standoff and a federal case that just gets crazy in our state. And I said, sheriffs, I want to meet and put together a plan that would be respecting of due process, a plan that would let you, sheriff, keep your oath of office, a plan that would allow us to have really open communication and negotiators such as myself and others that could really make sure that nothing goes down that we regret. And I offered to meet with all 29 sheriffs. I'll tell you the rest of the story in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business. Serious. Alina Erickson with us. She's a freedom fighter and speaking at the WeCanAct.net conference coming up next week.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family. Isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Alina Erickson with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about back in the blue. What we're talking about, if they keep their oaths of office, ladies and gentlemen. Otherwise, we need to get serious and take action and create transparency and create accountability, ladies and gentlemen. This is what Alina has dedicated her life to. And man, she's got a couple of lawsuits to make sure this happens. And she's really taken the world by storm when it comes to making a difference here. So anyway, in the middle of my story, Alina, and then you can respond to this. So I offered to meet with all 29 sheriffs in the state of Utah. And I offered to have some constitutional attorneys there to help us draft documentation that we could commit to that would be appropriate to help them defend their oaths of office, to help them keep their oaths, to help them follow due process of law, to focus on speedy trials. And I offered to basically have them in a nice location, offered to provide a fancy dinner for them and their wives, and we could enjoy time together and get to know each other on a personal level, and then we could have this meeting that would let us break this down and work on this project. And even the most constitutional sheriffs I could find in the group simply said, we have talked to the Utah Sheriffs Association. They're refusing to meet with you. They will not do it. Think about that. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. I'm not trying to make myself out more important than I am, but I've been at it 25 years. I play a unique role in the ability to broker and work with people. I'm a very good negotiator in the business world, et cetera. And I was going to have myself there. I was going to have Michael Peruca, a well-known constitutional attorney. I was going to have Chris Ann Hall, another well-known constitutional attorney. I was going to have Sheriff Mack, who beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court on these very issues we're discussing today. And they simply flat out refused. Your thoughts?
You know, sometimes I wonder if it's not just the training that they're now being given, you know what I'm saying? If there's a certain paradigm that they're being given, or if it's they're afraid, or maybe, I hate to sound nefarious, but maybe they're plants. Maybe some of them are purposely put into place. I will say this, when you mentioned getting new sheriffs and elections, I know that that's going to be discussed at the We Connect event, which everybody needs to get to. I was at the one in Oklahoma, and it's life-changing. I was fortunate enough to get on backstage with Lynn Wood and Mike Adams and Simone Gold. I was able to meet some of these people and to discuss in depth with them some of the concerns that we have. But I will say it's life-changing. People need to be there. And so some things are going to be discussed, like elections. And we have to, and I know Utah Freedom Coalition, I'm also involved with them. We are actively working on getting the elections fixed in the state, because if we don't have elections, we don't have anything. And that is the basis of our republic. But we also need people to rise. Just like you said, we can replace sheriffs. We can replace legislature. We can replace a governor. But we've got to have people who have the the courage, the caliber, and the integrity to stand up for truth and to do the right thing for our state and country. So we need people to run for office.
In my opinion, we need people to run for office. I agree, but we need two things to back them, though. There's been a lot of good people willing to run for office over the years, but we find that they don't have an army of feet on the ground. In other words, people to do the real work that it takes to get elected, and they don't have the dollars. And you can have a dearth in one of the two, but you can't have a dearth in both or you're done. And so we need people. For example, Scott Bradley, for example, well-known constitutionalist for decades, but yet, you know, he's ran for office, and, hey, people don't put the dollars behind him, and we can't get the feet on the ground to really make an election happen. And I bring that up not to be negative, but I'm saying, hey, we're going to have to put our money where our mouth is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to put our actions on the ground, really getting it done, or else I don't care what you talk about. The best person running for office doesn't stand a chance against the hostile media and against no money and no foot soldiers, if you will.
Well, and now is the perfect time, because people are being hurt where it counts the most. They're being hit with their jobs. And I saw this 18 months ago. I knew this was going to happen, and that's why I have never worn a mask. And I pushed against, and I it wasn't easy, because there was very few places I could go, and I felt like a prisoner, oftentimes in my own home, because I just, you know, society got so hard to try and navigate. But I knew number one, it was wrong, and I knew that it was for the benefit of the state, because I knew ultimately they were going to push these vaccine passports. And so I knew that I couldn't do that to my fellow people. But now that people are hurting, right, now that people are getting more awake, I think they're ready to act. And like you said, this is two problems. This is people sleeping and being uneducated, and this is government officials taking advantage. Maybe some of them, I won't label all of them, maybe some of them don't really know, or they're doing the best they can, but we definitely need to address those two issues, educate the people and get people into office who will actually protect this country and state.
And ladies and gentlemen, I get that you can say, well, Sam, I don't have to have as much money as the other guy to win. Look at this example. Look at that example or whatever. I agree. You don't have to have as much money as the other guy. But you've got to have foot soldiers. Okay? And if you say, well, I don't have as many foot soldiers. Well, both of those are going to be the Achilles tendon of your election. You can't run stealth campaigns. No one knows. No one can elect you. Okay? You've got to literally put your money where your mouth is. You've got to literally have enough money and enough foot soldiers. And you can be very wise and careful with your money. Your foot soldiers can be very savvy, and their punch can be way beyond their weight. I get it. But I'm telling you right now, if you think you cannot have either of those and win, you're wrong. Not in today's society, because it's too driven by the media.
Well, and simply put, people can become delegates. That is still a powerful force that we have in Utah that's easy enough that people can do. You need to get to know the candidates. You need to vote wisely, right? But, just getting involved. And like you said, the foot soldiers, I think Utah's really struggled with that. As I've been involved and participated in rallies and invited to speak at various events, we have seen the numbers dwindle down from 5,000 or more down to 50. And we need people
now more than ever. You know what's tragic in Utah, where people are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints predominantly, and if they're not members of that church, they're certainly family-oriented people that are members of other churches that have like-minded views for the most part. Yes. And you would think these people would take the Constitution seriously. You would think these people would take their liberties and their religious freedom more seriously than they do. They simply are not engaged. I think that's changing, and I'm grateful for that. That's what we got to push for. For example, we should have 50,000 people there and just blow the roof off, I think. And you know what? But we've got a lot of people attending. It's great, and a lot of vendors, and it's great. But we need a whole lot more, Elena.
Yes, we do. And really, I mean, when you take a look at Utah, we are so blessed to have this event because it's so close to home. People travel. They pay airfare and hotel and rental cars and food and tips and everything that it costs to go out. You have the event right here in your backyard. And all you got to do is drive. There is some money involved, but I will say, what is it worth? You're hearing from General Flynn. You're hearing from this man's wisdom from all of his life. And do you put a price on that? I feel like these tickets, especially being so close to home, how do you say no? If people expect to be free, they have to be educated. education is the foundation to liberty, because we don't know what we don't know, we can't act on. And so the We Can Act event is all about gathering these people from all over the country to talk about what they're doing and what's happening and what's going on, because then now people are armed with the information to be able to defend liberty. And I don't like the word freedom fighter, because I don't like the word fight, but I do like the word defend freedom, because that's what it's about, right? We need to defend liberty for us and for our neighbors. That is our moral responsibility.
And I get your point, not wanting to use the word fighter. I always use the term restoration instead of revolution for the same reason. But we do need to remember that this is the war in heaven continued on earth. Okay, this is the battle between Satan and Christ. And we're in the middle and must choose whom we will serve. And so, you know what? It is a war. It is a battle. It is a fight. The reason that we shy away from those words, ladies and gentlemen, is we want to peacefully restore the republic in the traditions of our founders. We want restoration, not revolution. So I get kind of the balance of both of those terms. It's kind of difficult because it is the war in heaven continued on earth today. And the issue is the agency of man. And when I say man, I mean women too, mankind, right? But our agency is at the core of this battle. And the WeCanAct.net conference, put in capital letters, Liberty, to get $50 off each ticket. Get your tickets now, WeCanAct.net. But really, the discussions all surround this core principle of agency, Elena.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as a member of the dominant faith of the state, I can say that I have been frustrated. I was blessed enough 18 months ago to know, and it was a deja vu feeling. It was like I was trained for this time, and it was all very familiar to me. And so I act on my conscience. I act with the ideas that come to me. I constantly live in prayer. And I think anybody can do that. We're all here for a time, for a purpose, for this reason. And I will say, as frustrated as I am with the church's silence on the matter, or maybe even support of, I will say that sometimes the teacher is silent during the test. And are we being tested with what we know? We've been taught to defend the Constitution. We've been taught to stand with our neighbor. We've been taught to have faith in Christ. And are we passing that test? Are we putting our trust in the arm of flesh? Because I will say, we can pray for a miracle. We can pray for our country. But unless we're willing to step out of our homes and do action, nothing's going to happen, because we are the miracle. We are God's hands in this day to do what he needs us to do. And we don't just get liberty handed on a silver platter. We got to fight for it. Okay, use the word fight. We got to defend it.
And we got to remember this too. Remember, you know what? While with thine adversary, agree with him quickly. We may see a scenario a little bit like that too. How far can you go? If you were to give a communist nation their liberty tomorrow, they'd throw it away because they don't know better. So you've got to do a little bit of milk before meat sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. You got to realize that we teach to the ideal, but we live in the real. And somewhere in between, we hope to gain ground. And you know what? The fight is God's. I just happen to be a disciple in that effort. And we lead by following the Prince of Peace. Let's be very clear who we follow and what our agenda is. The Prince of Peace, I think, says it all. We want to truly protect life, liberty, and property, and promote God, family, and country using the supreme law of the land. And we're going to do it peacefully because we follow the Prince of Peace. We need to make sure people really understand where we're coming from on this.
Yeah, because it's not an anti-mask or an anti-vaccine issue. When we talk about it, it is a pro-choice issue. That's really what we're about. And I will say the free market only works when government stays out of it.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what the crisis of the day is. The crisis of the day will come and go. Every day there's a new crisis of the day. We need to realize the crisis of the day is not the discussion. The discussion is being true to principles that can weather any crisis of the day. What we're told is jettison the principles, deal with the crisis of the day, and then we'll return to the principles. That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. Don't accept it. Understand that the solution is the principles, which can help us weather the crisis of the day. Keep things in proper order, God, family, and country. Elena Erickson, I know you're going to be speaking at the event, and your topic will be a surprise for everybody, but we've set the stage for people with you, and we look forward to seeing you on stage.
Yes, thank you so much, Sam.
There she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Elena Erickson doing a great job, ladies and gentlemen. She's taking action, that's for sure. She wants to defend America in the framework of the supreme law of the land, as do we. WeCanAct.net. Ladies and gentlemen, get your tickets today. Put in all caps, Liberty. $50 off every ticket. I am Sam Bushman. LibertyRoundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.